Darling, willkommen in meinem neuen magischen Geschenkuniversum mit legendären Kleinigkeiten, Kostbarkeiten und Schätzen. Von traumhaften Überraschungen bis zu himmlischen Geschenken. Es ist für all die Stars in deinem Leben etwas dabei. Lass zu Weihnachten deine Beauty-Wünsche wahr werden mit Charlotte Tilbury.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, eating yak, yak puns, and Donnie Baker. It's coming up right after this.
Whoa. Hey, that's it, man. 30 minutes on a treadmill. I'm exhausted.
Oh, me and you both.
Hey, let's head over to the concession stand.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I gotta tell you, you really look great. You lost some weight.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm all about what I eat. Or should I say, what I don't eat.
I heard that. Oh, I'm dying of thirst.
All right.
Let's grab an ice cold bottle of water.
Yeah. Hey, how about a water there?
Water? You don't want a water. Hey, healthy boy, you cut out the fat, right?
Yeah.
Calories?
Yeah.
Carbs?
Yeah.
Hydrogen?
Yeah. Hydrogen?
Yes, hydrogen. Don't you realize that water is made up of oxygen and not one, but two whole atoms of hydrogen?
Yeah, but.
And what's hydrogen? But a bunch of gas. And what's gas do? It fills you up.
Well.
So we've cut the hydros in half. It's not H2O, but just H-O.
H-O? That's
a ho, and that's what you need, a big old ho.
All right, then. Hey, set me up. I'll take a ho.
What size?
Well, hell. Hey, let's go all the way. Make it a full-size whopper of a ho.
Now we're talking. One jumbo ho coming up and going down.
Nothing beats a hoe going down.
You got it, brother. Pass on the gas today and grab a hoe. Hell, while you're at it, reach around and grab a pair.
All right.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm Chick McGee. I can't stand it. We're moments away from yak. Here's Tom.
We are actually going to be eating yak meat today.
Mm-hmm.
This all started a couple weeks ago when there was some news report on the National Newswire of yaks that were loose.
The National Newswire.
And the police had to round them up, and I was kind of wondering why anyone would have a yak. And we received several bits of correspondence saying that yak meat is absolutely delicious. So today is the day we're going to be eating yak. I know Jess Hooker is in the green room and actually in the hallway spread out there cooking the yak. And I believe, are we starting with the yak burgers? Is that correct?
I do not know. I do not know.
Okay, we'll be finding out soon what's going on over there. Can you grab the phone, please?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Donnie, good morning, sir. How are you?
You say yak, I say yuck.
Oh, really?
I'll say it right to your face. That's the worst idea on what I heard you talking about yesterday, about that company that's bragging about aging bourbon in outer space.
Yeah, they're sending, they want to send giant kegs of bourbon into outer space and sell them for a lot of money, I forget what.
Yeah, and they want to deposit, what, 75,000 grand per bottle?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Hell, I thought the power company's out of control, wanting a $50 deposit just to get my lights back on.
Sure, of course.
So for a bottle of bourbon, these dudes want $75,000 U.S. Speaking of cash, my mom Phyllis has over $40,000 worth of Kohl's cash.
Oh, handy.
Good.
I swear to God. Well, she's saving that for a new set of implants, Josh.
Oh.
She's going to get them down in Panama since the one on her left side has turned into a quitter. She can't find a bra that fits her no more.
Really?
Because now, I swear to God, Christy, she's double D on her right side,
uh-huh.
And now she's a be regular on her left side.
I've heard that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like her right one's a Harley and the lefty's just a sidecar chick.
Yeah.
Quite a difference.
And in fact, remains, it's completely thrown off the Mount Rushmore tat on her belly.
Sure.
Now, with the extra headroom on her left side, Lincoln looks more like an Amish Peyton Manning now. I swear to God. You got me off topic. Anyways, $75,000 for one bottle of booze. You know, hell, a bottle of Jack's only what, $30? So for $75,000, you could buy. Hang on, I would carry 15 divided by square
root.
Mm-hmm. You can buy about 75,000 bottles of Jack for the same price.
Yep. At least.
I mean, at least you had a coupon or a decent stash of Kohl's cash. If I want to space age my bourbon, I'll just duct tape a handle of Jack to a bottle rocket.
Nice.
You know, or get yourself some of them little airplane bottles and dress up a Roman candle. Talk about Full Metal Jacket. So don't go broke buying this space age bourbon. It's the biggest scam since yak meat. Just hit Lucky Louie's four finger fireworks stand and make some of your own. I'm Donnie Baker and I approve this message.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well, speaking of yak meat,
it's yakety yak. Anything?
Jess Hooker just brought the yak meat in. This is ground yak meat in burger form. Who wants to go first?
Was this just cooked?
I already went. It's great.
Willie was going first.
Oh, it looks very red on the inside, but not necessarily rare, just red.
Okay, well, give it a shot, Josh. I want you to try this. This is ground yak meat in hamburger form.
It's really good.
Okay.
And Josh, you're shaking.
Very flavorful. Yes. Yeah, it's delicious.
Very good. Very good. Chick McGee.
Delicious.
Okay.
Very good.
Ace?
Very much like bison.
Good.
Okay. I really like it. I think it's really good stuff.
Yeah,
it's good.
Okay, well, though, with the
really juicy.
You know, are we going to be doing yak in other forms coming
up? Are you
up
not going to try it?
Well, I'm going to can't talk in the
We've got all kinds of...
We can talk while you try
ahead.
It.
Go ahead.
You can talk. If you've got to talk, just talk and eat a little bit. It's no big deal. Come on.
We've got all the cuts. I think we've got steaks and fillets and all sorts of stuff back there.
My goodness.
It's
great.
It's really very flavorful.
I agree with it's kind of like bison, Ace. It's a little leaner. Yeah, I would love a burger with this. My goodness.
Heck yeah.
Yum, yum, yum. All right.
Yak helper?
Mm-hmm, yeah. Doesn't
How about
need
that?
Any. It's delicious.
No, absolutely not.
Just plain ground yak. Well, delightful. Now, how much?
Jessica said she just wanted us to taste the yak, so.
How much is this stuff?
$38 an ounce.
No,
but,
it is not.
We'll have to find out when Jess gets back in here how much the yak meat costs. It's absolutely delicious.
Yeah, good stuff.
You said you were going to, you have some yak tribute songs?
Well, we were discussing what some of them could be.
Actually, I did, but as you, the only one that can do this, you more or less poo-pooed it with your
eight
eyes.
8 minutes after the hour when that happened.
I said, go back, yak, and do it again, and you gave me the...
He didn't care for that.
Go to hell look.
Yeah, and then you said hit the road.
Yak.
That's good, too.
That one, it was equally...
That didn't win him over.
How about paint it yak?
Yes, yeah,
there's another one.
Yak.
JoJo was a yak.
How about say it loud? I'm yak and proud.
That's you shouldn't have done that one.
Oh,
that
was, man.
How about Yak Street? Yak. All right.
Yes, thank you, Josh. I like that. What about? Give me a second. Yak and yak.
Oh, yak and yak.
Oh, AC/DC.
I'm going with both of them.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yak Magic Woman.
Sure. You know, a lot of people say yak are magical.
The meat is yak.
Right? Oh, page is white.
Okay.
What?
Yak water?
Oh, yak water. Keep on boiling. Going to sous vide all the meat today now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This one yet.
How did Blackwater get to be a big hit?
It's a great
it's
song.
Terrific. And I attribute it to the wind chimes.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good part.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
That's Pat Simmons' tune, right? Kind of a... Pussy tune.
That's Pat Simmons on the windshield.
It's a great song. The best, my favorite, is the album cover's got the yak and that lady standing next to it. Yak and Diane.
Oh,
not sure who Diane is.
Now, that's the kind of thing he'd do. He'd fly up here so he could do that.
I like to see
here's
that.
A little ditty. That yak and Diane.
We should do a chili dog with yak on it.
Behind the taste.
That'd be good. Mm. I bet yak chili is delicious. Sure. So far, the yak meat is absolutely delightful. Thank you.
Oh, Jess. Water, keep on rolling.
Mississippi. I love this tune.
Me too.
Oh, yak water. Keep on rolling. Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining?
Great. Now, are we committing?
When I was a gymnast, that was my Floorex music.
Really?
Yes.
That's weird. Black water was your floor.
Not that slow part, but when it kicks in. Yes. Oh, there was, this is a medley of music, but that was one of the songs in it.
For what?
For my Floorex routine when I was a gymnast.
I don't know if I want to see that or not.
I want to see it.
Oh, you're not going to ever see it. Thank goodness that was before cameras were invented, I think.
Hey, Josh.
Yes.
It was before cameras were ever invented.
Oh, yeah, it was long ago.
That's right.
My question is a simple one. Is that sports?
Yes.
Wants to move forward again. Yeah.
Yes. Wants to move forward. Gotta move forward.
This is what you farted for.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Yak, yak, yak.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
The United States need to be a little more nasty.
Big international friendlies for the men.
All right!
Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women. The
expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Authorities in Illinois have found a body that was previously missing from a stolen funeral home van.
Oh, this is grisly.
WQAD.
We're still broadcasting in Quad.
Reports the van was stolen from outside Collins and Stone Funeral Home in Rockford, Illinois. The body of a deceased adult was inside the van's cargo area when it was taken. Rockford police said the van was found the following day in Chicago, but nobody inside.
I lost Rockford in one of the divorces. I forget which one.
Mm.
Yeah.
The department.
So the van is stolen. There's a body in it.
Right.
But it doesn't say if the body's in a casket. Just as it was in the cargo area.
I'm sure it was in a casket.
Must have been
something. It
it's not just raw dog in the van.
A bag at least.
Yeah. It depends on what process the body. They don't automatically go into a casket.
The department announced the body was later found in the 8200 block of South Manistee Avenue in Chicago.
Just
authorities
sitting there?
Have released surveillance footage of the suspect and asked anyone with information about the theft to contact police.
That's so sad.
I doubt it was sitting anywhere.
All by himself.
It was in the front seat.
It was laying somewhere.
They were trying to use the carpool lane. Just got a weekend at Bernie's up there.
Wow. That's just grisly.
Yeah.
I mean, I would assume the people who stole the van were aware that it was, obviously, it was stolen in front of a funeral home.
They had to have known, right?
Not necessarily. Wouldn't you think? I could see where somebody would go, oh, no, the body's probably, there's probably not a body in there. It's in the hearse or it's in the funeral home itself. But they should check.
Maybe they shouldn't steal the van.
Well, it's okay to steal vans.
No.
You just got to check to see what's in it.
What kind of alert do they send out? Anyways, I mean, like an Amber
Alert. Is that what we're going to do? Let's make jokes about Amber Alerts.
No, I'm not.
No. Those are annoying, aren't they? I had to finally shut them off on my phone.
Like a green alert or?
I don't know. I mean, it's a black
brown,
alert.
You got brown a alert.
Dead like, body out there.
I doubt that it's happens often, so I don't think they have to worry too much about it.
No, I mean, what do you do, though? That's like one of those Bob Newhart things where he's got to call the family. He's sitting there on stage with the phone. Uncle Clarence's service we're going to need to move that to at least Thursday. We can't seem to locate him.
Well, we've lost him. We've lost him.
In other news, police in Fort Myers, Florida are trying to identify a suspect who broke into a Joe's Crab Shack and defecated on the floor.
Wow.
You know, just leave a Yelp review.
More like, man climbed through a
There's your tip. Look, I thought the sign said Joe's Crab Shack. My name is Joe. Where else do you want me to go?
My bad.
A man climbed through a small window and took alcohol and various other items from the restaurant, then defecated on the floor before leaving. Oh, the calling card. Authorities released security footage of the suspect and asked for the public's help in identifying...
That's a seafood place, right?
...who they describe as the pooping perpetrator. Well, yes, it is.
On the poop deck.
Yes.
That's actually not uncommon.
Yeah, you and I have had that discussion. Burglaries, there are some guys that react that way. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a... That was the case in a robbery at...
They're so nervous.
...my apartment in New York.
Wow.
Yeah, charming.
What? They just have to go.
Yeah. Okay.
I think something about the adrenaline.
Well, why don't they use the
bathroom?
Yeah,
right
there's a restroom there.
Well, because they're violating your space. That's part of the whole psychology of the thing.
Okay.
Sir, you can't crap in here. This is Joe's Crab Shack. The Long John Silver's is down the street.
Sir, just, well, again, fill out a comment card, for God's sake.
Oh, he
leave a Yelp review.
He gave a two.
Do you want to try your yak steak that she just brought in before it gets cold?
Yak steak?
Yak steak.
It's so good, you guys.
Is it good?
It's so good.
Okay, now this is once again real yak meat, and Jess Hooker is here. Jess, how much is yak meat?
It's not cheap, so we ended up getting, I feel like for what we got, it wasn't bad. I'm going to have to look it up because each cut of meat is a different per pound. Right now you guys are eating the fillets.
Mm-hmm.
The big important thing about yak meat is you don't want to overcook it. We're talking rare to medium rare. That's how you should serve all of it, whether it's the
burgers. This tastes like a delicious steak.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very, very good.
I think it's good, right?
So how much was this steak?
This steak in particular, I'll have to look up, but I know that we ended up getting, I want to say, 6 steaks and 6 burgers for about $200.
Whoa!
So this won't be your average family dinner.
Suddenly, it doesn't taste as good. That's pretty steep.
Yeah, but it's quality meat. It's
$15 a cut.
It's fresh off the farm. I mean, like, yeah, these yaks were mooing or doing whatever yaks do a couple, like last week.
As tender as any steak I've ever had from a steakhouse.
Yeah.
Delicious.
And we have to give a shout out to Noah. Noah's killing it. Noah is, he really knows.
This is Noah from our staff, not the biblical Noah, who now they only have one yak on board the boat.
Okay, I was going to yell at you, but that is
that was very good.
Yeah, Noah's a master. He brought in his sous vide, which is a...
we were just talking about that.
Yeah, I've never seen one. So that's when you you bring meat to temperature through swirling warm water, essentially, is what you do. Yeah.
So it's like being in a hot tub.
You hot tub your meat, yes, Tom. Yeah, that's what you do.
You ever hot tub your meat, chicken? You know what I'm talking about.
I'm not allowed to anymore because of my stents.
Okay. That takes all the fun out of it.
I can still enjoy
hot tub. Oh, but there are still some things I'd hot tub for, okay? Damn right.
All right.
Hot tub be damned.
Well, thank you, Noah. This is absolutely delicious. Mr. Godwin, did you get any of this?
Oh, it's amazing. Thank you, Jess.
So we have Noah. Yeah, absolutely. We have New York strip and ribeye coming up next.
Wow.
Oh, hot dog.
All yak meat.
All yak meat.
Boy, is it good.
All yak meat all morning.
24-hour yak meat.
You just need like a photograph of a yak on Broadway.
Yeah.
And the yak lies down on Broadway.
I'd like to have some of the baby yak ribs.
I want the baby yak.
Don't you love eating baby anything?
No.
I don't eat those baby carrots. I want them to have a full life.
That's right.
Oh, yak water.
Now, do they make...
Oh, yak water!
You talked to someone else who raises yaks. You were telling me off
the air. I did. She raises them for pets, yes.
Oh, for pets. Oh, I thought she raised them for their pelts.
No. She's going to do wine.
She's going to do a winery,
You know what?
She's going to have a winery in Sheridan, Indiana.
You got consonant trouble there.
Yeah.
You thought it was pelts.
Okay.
No, yeah, she's going to raise them. You can drink wine. You can watch a sunset. You can pet a yak. It's going to be great.
That's an experience.
Yeah.
Now, so they don't... take the yak's fur and make it into like a jacket.
A yak, if you will.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You could have a beautiful woman, a long, cool woman in a yak dress.
A floor-length yacket. What it's about...
A reference to the Hollies, you
can
see.
They, can they shave yaks and make...
Yarn, yes, you can. You can. You can spin yarn.
It'll grow back. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's their wool. You can make yak wool yarn. Yeah, and knit a hat or a scarf. Or
well, that's obscure.
See, but they can't do that with cows and the skin because the cow would fall apart.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hair's too short.
You make one leather jacket, and then your intestines are there on the ground.
So I like a yak backpack. Can I get a backpack made of yak?
Yak and a yak. Okay. When we come
rhyming,
back,
fun with rhyming. Don't you shut me down?
No, I said when we come
down.
When we come back. We'll be back with more yak. Thank you, Jess. I'm looking forward to eating more yak. Christy, what's happening in the world of news coming up?
Coming up, we have 140 pounds of meth found in an interesting place. We have a pipe.
I hope it wasn't a butt. that is one exploding anus.
Yeah, I didn't
that
say that.
That is one accommodating butt.
Wow. Yeah. Well, nice cavity.
Wow.
We do have a cavity search that did reveal something as well.
Oh, no.
Tom, would you ever conduct a cavity search?
No.
Why not?
Would you ever volunteer for one?
Actually, let me root around in there and see what you got.
No, if you'd like, I could probably get some officers of the law in here if you'd like to.
Chick, would you pay money to watch Tom be forcibly cavity searched?
I would pay.
A team of men holding him against the wall.
He still has that powder they put on him in the movie.
When I was 20, I looked really great. But now I'm pushing 50, and I've gained a little weight. I don't know what happened to my masculine physique. These things protruding from my chest make me look like a freak.
Man boobs, man boobs. He's got a massive rep.
Man boobs, man boobs. Last night I went to Hooters and they offered me a job.
Man boobs, man boobs. He's got an achy back.
Man boobs.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
When I look in the mirror, it's really kind of weird. I look like Dolly Parton with a penis and a beard. I used to have a girlfriend, but she's no longer here.
Who wants to date a fat guy who needs his overseer?
Man boobs, man boobs.
We can't believe they're real.
Man boobs, man boobs. We like to cop a feel. I'm eating way too much. I better call it quits, or I'll end up on a website called Men With Great Big. When I'm naked, I like to shake my hips and pretend I'm at a bachelor party stripping for tips. I'm a middle-aged accountant with a pair of double D's. I could win a wet T-shirt contest with these.
Man boobs, man boobs. He's got a bouncy pair.
Man boobs, man boobs. Really flabby. When I walk, it ripples. My boobies look like footballs with little hairy nipples.
Man boobs, man boobs. The biggest we have seen.
Man boobs, man boobs.
Like in Playboy magazine.
Man boobs, man boobs. And we get a trampoline. Man boobs.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.